Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger and this is the Big Scary News for episode 340. And we're going to start off with an update from Monster Mania Con coming to Baltimore. Come celebrate our Halloween weekend con with the Queen of Halloween herself. We are thrilled to announce that Cassandra Peterson will be joining the celebration at Monster Mania Con 68, which will be held the weekend of October 30th through November 1st at the Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor Hotel in Baltimore. Cassandra Peterson will be appearing both Friday and Saturday of the show, and please note, Cassandra will not be doing photographs at her table. To get a photograph with Cassandra, you'll need to purchase a pro photo op. She'll be signing autographs at her tables, though. She will not be in costume for the photo ops. Get more information at monstermania.net. We have some hiring news from Darkwood Manor Haunted Attraction in Luray, Virginia. Make friends for life and scare people. Get out of the virtual and get into the visceral. Join the Manor Minions now. No experience needed. We'll train you. We need actors, puppeteers, makeup artists, and crew, and you must be at least 16. This is great for monster lovers, horror nerds, scare junkies, and chaotic gremlins. Come to our next actor workshop August 15th at 5 p.m. to find out what it takes to be a Monstar and join the Manor Minions. Fill out an application at darkwoodmanor.net. We have some news from Zombie Farms Haunted Attraction in Athens, Georgia. Do you love spooky season? Do you enjoy scaring your friends, watching horror movies, and wearing fun costumes during Halloween? Then we have the perfect spot for you at Zombie Farms. No experience required. We just want your enthusiasm and excitement. Get details online at zombiefarms.com. We have this news from Lake Shawnee Amusement Park in Kegley, West Virginia. As we approach our 2026 Dark Carnival season, we have a couple of exciting announcements. For over 10 years, our haunted house has grown and evolved with new renovations and scares each season. While saying goodbye is bittersweet, years of flooding and environmental damage have finally taken their toll, making it impossible for her to return for another year. But every ending brings a new beginning, because 2026's Dark Carnival will feature an all-new haunted house. Expect new scenes, new scares, and an experience unlike anything you've seen at Lake of Terror before. With a new haunt comes new opportunities. We're officially looking for actors to join our staff this year's Lake of Terror. Whether you're an experienced scare actor or have always wanted to be part of the Dark Carnival family, we'd love to hear from you. To apply, email darkcarnival.ls@gmail.com or visit wvlakeshawnee.com. We have this from Halloween Hollow Haunted House in Cookeville, Tennessee. We are hiring. Join Halloween Hollow this year for a fun seasonal job. Open interviews are August 22nd between 12:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Cookeville, 1091 South Willow Avenue. We're looking for actors, event staff, parking staff, and retail staff. You must be 16 years of age to apply and be able to pass a background check. We hope to see you there. Get more information at HalloweenHollowHaunt.com. We have this news regarding the Fear Forest Haunted House and Hayride in Lordstown, Ohio. The time you've all been waiting for has finally arrived. On August 23rd, Fear Forest is hiring for the 2026 season. Come join our dedicated team of scare actors and personnel who put the fear in Fear Forest. We're looking for those that are willing to scare and can work weekends from late September into October. All costumes and makeup are provided, and we offer competitive rates and attendance bonuses and weekly incentives. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Fear Forest Haunted House and Hayride. We have an update from Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. Be sure to visit Horror Hound Weekend September 11th through the 13th for a chance to meet Frank Whaley. Frank Whaley has an insane resume of film work, including Pulp Fiction, Career Opportunities, The Doors, JFK, Field of Dreams, Born on the 4th of July, and so many more. In TV, Frank has had recurring roles in such shows as Marvel's Luke Cage, Ray Donovan, The Dead Zone, Under the Biome, and more. Get tickets now for Horror Hound Weekend at horrorhoundweekend.com. We have this news regarding Evil Intentions Haunted House in Elgin, Illinois. Local Haunted House fans, take note. Evil Intentions Haunted House is planning a return to Elgin. After a recent stint out on farmland in Maple Park, the popular attraction is looking to take over the five-story building at 80 North State Street. The proposed layout would use the entire building for a 30-minute tour that operates for 6 weeks beginning in late September, and future plans down the road include year-round escape rooms and a horror-themed lounge. Keep up with updates at eihaunt.com. And that came to us via the Chicago Tribune. We have this from the Field of Screams, Branson, in Branson, Missouri. People don't come to Field of Screams just to walk through a haunt. They come to spend the evening. Our guests gather around bonfires, enjoy food and drinks, listen to music, shop, and soak in the atmosphere before and after their attraction. That means they're already having fun, in a great mood, and they're not rushing through. Instead of trying to grab someone's attention for just a few seconds, you'll have the opportunity to interact with thousands of guests who stay on site for hours. Whether you create handmade products, sell unique merchandise, promote a fun experience, offer a helpful service, or simply want to build your brand in front of thousands of people, our Vendor Village is the place to be. Join us for the upcoming season and be part of this experience. Contact us today via email, info@fieldofscreamsbranson.com, phone 417-242-1553, or visit fieldofscreamsbranson.com. Vendor spaces are limited, so reserve yours today. We have this hiring news from the Haunting Experience in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. We're hiring. Our 40th season of Fear is almost here, and we're looking for monsters to join the crew. Whether you love acting, makeup, horror, or creating unforgettable experiences, there's a place for you at the Haunting Experience. No experience is necessary, and get paid to scare people. Apply today at hauntingexperience.com/monsters-wanted. We have this from Payne's Labyrinth Haunted House in Wills Point, Texas. Do you love Halloween and all its magic? Looking for a seasonal job? Payne's Labyrinth is hiring for the upcoming season. We're looking for actors and actresses, attraction attendants, concessions, ticketing, and more. We have paid and volunteer positions available. Get more information and a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Payne's Labyrinth. We're staying in Texas for this from the Nightmare on Main Street Haunted House in Vernon, Texas. Get paid to scare. Nightmare on Main Street and Darkwater Asylum is hosting an informative meeting about becoming a scare actor and what to expect. We're looking for scare actors, ticket sales, and Halloween enthusiasts. You must attend our meeting on August 18th at Will Barger Auditorium. For more information, contact Donna Graff, 940-838-9999, or visit facebook.com/nightmare on Main ST. We have this from Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas. Cutting Edge Haunted House is now hiring all positions for the upcoming season. We need actors, line control, security, parking, front end, photography, and more. Be part of the fear, build the experience, and make a difference. It's more than a scare. It's a legacy. Apply today at cuttingedgehauntedhouse.com. We have this news from the Field of Screams, Kansas in Mays, Kansas. Field of Screams, Kansas's premier haunted attraction, is looking for actors for the upcoming season. Be the future of fear and make a new bestie. Scare actor auditions are August 15th, 16th, and 17th at Prairie Pines Playhouse. Times to be determined. All positions are paid, and you'll get professional training. You must be at least 18 or older. Get more information at scaryprairiepines.com. We have this from the Anderton Haunted Family Farm in Rush Valley, Utah. Anderton Farm, where the only thing we grow is fear, is looking for scare actors and victims for weekends this October. Experienced and inexperienced actors are welcome. Be part of a terrifying experience in a live-action environment. Make memories that will haunt you and our guests forever. For more information, please contact Devin Hall at 385-210-6116 or visit their Facebook page. And finally, we have this update from the Washington State HorrorCon in Pulliup, Washington. From art to the man who created art and the Terrifier franchise, please welcome Damien Leone to the 2026 Washington State HorrorCon, October 23rd through the 25th. Damien is best known for writing and directing the horror film All Hallows Eve in 2013, where he introduced to the world his unrelenting killer, Art the Clown. Meet Damien all weekend at the Washington State HorrorCon, October 23rd through the 25th, where he'll be signing autographs, taking photos, and photos with Art the Clown on Saturday, and speaking on a panel at the show. Get more information and tickets at wahorrorcon.com.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you know anything about haunted house music, haunt music, horror music, spooky music, and you've been in this business anytime for, almost 30 years, you're probably familiar with Midnight Syndicate. Now, over the last few weeks, they have teased and made a big announcement that they have a brand new album coming out called Plankett's Grove, which definitely is going to be making some Midnight Syndicate fans and haunted house owners very, very happy. But we thought we'd get a little teaser about this for Big Scary News. Normally, we would have Ed Douglas and Gavin Goska on the show whenever they release a new album, but we thought we would, again, just tease you just a little bit, make you sweat for it. by having Ed Douglas from his home in the Cleveland area to come and talk a little bit about Midnight Syndicate and a couple of surprises that he has dropped on me before we get started here. Ed, it is such a delight to have you back on the show, my friend.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. I really appreciate it.
So anyway, you, over the a few days ago, were at Gen Con, and from what I understand, you've discovered some really interesting correlations between Gen Con and the horror industry regarding your music.
Yeah, well, yes, it's just something that I don't think we really ever talked about when we were on the show, or maybe we have, and if so, I apologize.
Cannot recall.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Midnight Syndicate has, you know, certainly, you know, our cores in the Halloween and the horror business and the haunt industry. But another place where we have a lot of followers, a lot of fans, is the gaming industry. And when I mean the gaming industry, I'm not talking about video games. I'm talking more about tabletop games, like board games and role-playing games. And those are the two things that they focus on most at this Gen Con convention that we were just at this past weekend. It's an amazing convention of all kinds of games, and they had like about 70,000 people descend upon Indianapolis, and it's like, it goes across like 10 hotels and a huge convention center, and they have all these game tables set up throughout Indianapolis Colts Stadium. It's crazy, and it's wonderful. But we've been doing that show since 2001, and it's just maybe this year more than ever, I just found it interesting how much crossover there is between the haunt industry and the gaming community. You wouldn't think that maybe, but it's fascinating to me because, you know, in games like role-playing games, you have a game master who's telling these people a story and trying to describe things to them, and then the players tell them what they're going to do, and they, you know, based on what they're saying. Not totally unlike a haunt, where you're telling a story or setting a scene, only instead of maybe dictating it to them, you're showing them, you know, as they go through the haunt and stuff like that. But it's just it's fascinating. It's all about storytelling, and it's all about setting an atmosphere. And I think that's why Midnight Syndicate's music has been like it's just used in both industries quite a bit. And it's been really cool because I mean I love Dungeons and Dragons. It is definitely a huge influence for me creatively. Getting to go out and, you know, we got to do the soundtrack for the Dungeons & Dragons game early on in our career. And you know, but just being a part of that community has been wonderful. So it was a great weekend. And I'll say this. It's fascinating because back in 2003, there was a game called True Dungeon where you actually went through a dungeon rooms and went through different rooms, and that was the whole thing into a climax. In each room, you had about a time limit, you know, that you had to have, and you either had to solve a puzzle or maybe do a combat, and then at the end of that time, you had to move on. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it is, because I think that True Dungeon was actually the first escape room. Now, he was basing it on the game Dungeons & Dragons.
Right.
Because that's, and a lot of times you go into a room in Dungeons & Dragons and you have to solve a puzzle or fight a monster, et cetera, et cetera. He made it just a real experience where you walked into the room and literally, like an escape room, now you had to solve a puzzle to get on to the next, and you had a time limit, or fight a monster, which is another like game mechanic they have in there. But it was in 2003 that he did that. And so when the escape rooms started coming out in 2008, 9, 10, I was like, oh yeah, that's like True Dungeon. That's like so it's just, you just see, and now he goes to the Transworld show every year to buy his props. I mean, he has since he started practically. He gets. I walked through the True Dungeon this year, and it was like walking through a Transworld haunt. It was like walking through a Transworld show with all the. I was like, hey, cool walls, and I remember that, you know, just seeing all the different vendors' products like in this game. So it's just fascinating to see how the gaming. As much people wouldn't, I think, like tabletop gaming and the haunt industry overlap.
It's interesting because you just mentioned that you did the soundtrack for Dungeons and Dragons, and that was something I was going to bring up. I was like, you have had a long association with that, so it's not surprising. And what I find fascinating is there seems to be a tremendous resurgence in RPGs and just tabletop games. I have friends who 10 years ago would say, oh, I'm going to have a board game night. Anybody want to come over and do it? And people would be like, board games? Ew, we have video games. And now it's like video games are just out there, but man, let's go play some board games and do this and do that. And it just seems to be making a resurgence. And I'm glad to see that you have continued and expanded upon your fan base there.
Well, yeah, you know, I think, aren't we all, like, sometimes just looking for something that's not, like, you know, just...
It's not force-fed to
We're not watching a screen. We're actually interacting with people and stuff like that. I think that just like that's why with the haunts, you know what I mean? People are craving that experience of going out and actually experiencing something live.
Absolutely.
Instead of just watching it on their screen. And I think it's the same... Just like haunts are thriving, then the gaming industry, the tabletop gaming industry, is also in a definite resurgence. And Dungeons and Dragons is just, yeah, they've really gone through the stratosphere in the last couple of years. Between the movie, it wasn't the movie, they did the movie, but it's just a whole lot of things have come together and really. Oh, and Stranger Things just like totally introduced a whole other generation to Dungeons and Dragons, and it just didn't stop. And
no.
So, yeah, it's cool. It's cool seeing both of these industries thrive.
It is fascinating. All three of my kids are gamers, and they love D&D, and my son has run a couple of campaigns now on his own, and I'm very proud of him for that. He's got his little gamer groups, and they all get together at a relative's house and just spend hours and hours just immersing themselves. And like you said, you know, that's the big difference between going to a horror movie that you've seen a dozen times and you know what's going to happen when the girl opens the door versus going to a haunted attraction where you don't necessarily know what's going to happen when you open the door. Or
absolutely,
it's going to be completely different. But no doubt, speaking of haunted attractions, no doubt this year and for many, many years in the future, there's going to be some new Midnight Syndicate music playing throughout the hallowed halls and asylums and dungeons and trails of haunts around the country, if not the world. You've got a new album coming out called Plankett's Grove. This was big news when you released that news a few weeks ago. Everybody started blowing up. What's this all about? And tell us a little bit about Plankett's Grove. Just give us a little teaser, because again, we're going to have Ed and Gavin on in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks, to really get into the brand new album. But tell us a little bit, tease us, if you would, a little bit about Plankett's Grove. It kind of has a, I dare say, seeing the what I believe was the album cover and just the name Plankett's Grove, it does sound like it's got a bit of a rural aspect to it.
It does. I mean, I would say it's not too big of a spoiler to say folk horror is definitely, you know, the predominant theme on this album. We had a lot of, you know, we asked the Legions of the Night, that's our fan community, we said, well, what should the next Midnight Syndicate album be? And we saw a lot of interest in that theme, and it's a theme that we've wanted to explore for a long time, so it just made total sense to do it. I just love folk horror. I'm fascinated by it. So doing the research for this album and really getting into it was so much fun. So yeah, that's the basic theme. There are a lot of layers to this album, which I think is most exciting. I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of layers, and as you listen to it, you're going to hear a lot of things going on, and it's this. You're gonna really be able to dig into it because there's a lot going on. I'm really excited about the sound design on the album. Again, I'll leave it at that, except I will say that I think the haunts, especially some of our outdoor haunts, are really going to like some of the tracks on here and the applications they could have in their attractions. It's all about, rural. This Plankett's Grove, what happened here? And I'm not going to say anything more, but I mean, I hope that people will check it out. It's so exciting because on Friday, today, the album is now available for pre-order and pre-save. So if you head over to the Midnight Syndicate site, if you go to Spotify or Amazon or anywhere you stream music right now, you could pre-save the album, you could pre-order it on our website. It's all available for that, and then 21st it'll be delivered right to you if you have a digital service. And then, of course, the CDs. Really cool artwork, again, from Pascal Casolari, who we've used now for the last 3 or 4 albums. And just delivered some really cool atmospheric stuff. And the art on the trade card is just as cool as the art on the cover. So we're excited about this one. We're really excited, Drew. It's exciting.
Well, it sounds exciting. Now, I am going to pick your brain and try to get a little bit more information out of you. When you say folk horror, are we talking about cryptids? Are we talking about legends from, like, the mountains or the hollows? Or are we talking about some kind of folk tale gone wrong? What can you just summarize it, you know, quickly as far as, you know, without getting too detailed? Do any of those ring true in this?
Yeah, several of them do.
Okay, well, I will leave it at that, and I will let you and Gavin explore that a little bit later when we have you on the roundtable, which hopefully will be within the next month or so.
That'd be awesome.
We just have to work out some scheduling details and all that, but it sounds like it's going to be amazing. Pre-sales are on sale now, and you said the album drops on August 21st?
Yes, yeah, that's right. And if you go to Spotify, if you go to Amazon or YouTube, and you sign up, you know, you'll be notified when it comes out too. So it's like a simple thing to head on over and do that, and you'll be the first to hear it.
Excellent. Now, you were just at Gen Con. Are there any other appearances scheduled for you, Gavin, or Midnight Syndicate at any conventions as we, you know, it's 6 months away from Transworld. Are you going to be making any other personal appearances like that?
Dragon Con is always a must-do every year for Midnight Syndicate, so heading on down there for that.
That is Atlanta,
Labor Day
Georgia.
Down in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Labor Day weekend. Okay, great. Anything else?
We do a gaming show over in Germany every year too, called Spiel. So gamers, people that like tabletop board games, if you're ever looking for a cool adventure, Germany, Essen, Germany, the Spiel show is just amazing because you have game manufacturers and artists from all around the world that come and come to Essen. And it's just amazing to see the variety of different games and how different cultures develop games, and it's fascinating. So definitely, if you're into tabletop games or role playing games, you're looking for an adventure, definitely highly recommend checking out Spiel.
Do it.
In Essen, or at least just taking a look at it. It's cool.
Do any of those games make it to the States, or do they primarily stay
on
the continent?
Oh, yes. The overlap is, especially now, yes. You'll go there and you'll see the latest board games before they arrive to the U.S., before anybody else. And certainly, you'll see Monopoly, you know, being sold over there, and the classic games and stuff. It's just everything. Games of all sorts, of all time frames and styles and themes and everything. It's great.
Well, I definitely am looking forward to hearing Plankett's Grove. We look forward to hearing some of their music on the show. We might just have to play a tune or two in order to introduce folks to it gradually,
yeah,
of course, because
you don't want to
immerse them completely all at once. That might frighten them off. You never know. But You mentioned the Legion's fan group. Where can people get that information? I know you have a large presence on Facebook. Are you on any other social medias? And what is it, and how can people sign up for that?
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Legions of the Night is our fan community. It's like an insider's mailing list, but we do extra bonus things for our members. So it's definitely worth being, you know, being a part of that, especially if you like the music of Midnight Cynic. If you want to just, you know, be on the inside loop when we release something or when we're building up something, or especially with our 30th anniversary coming up next year, it should be a fun time to be a member. And Legions of the Night, you can find it right on the front page of the Midnight Syndicate website. It's right there. It's very easy to sign up for and free. So that's that. And then as far as social media, yeah, we're definitely on X and Instagram. Facebook, we do a lot of work, do a lot on. I don't know, that's one of our bases of operations right there. But you even have a little TikTok that we're growing, and of course YouTube. You know, we just do little videos there every once in a while and make community posts there as well. So just lots of different places you can follow us.
I know it's disappointing that we won't be able to see you live at a major theme park like Cedar Point this year, but are there any things in the works about maybe getting you guys to do Midnight Syndicate live at some place in the future?
It's always in play, and I am never going to say I can, you know, never know what the next year is going to hold. As soon as I think I know what the next year is going to hold, then something happens, you know, and changes that. So you never know, but it's always a possibility. Having done the show so many times now, we're ready for anything, you know, kind of like what hits us. So we'll see, you know. I know that a lot of my energy I'm looking towards that 30th anniversary and how we can make that kind of cool and special for people that have been following us and for new people as well. So I know I'm focused on that right now, but actually right now I'm just focusing on Plankett's Grove and getting everything ready for the release and stuff like that.
I can see it now. 30 years, 30 cities, 30 dates.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that off the air. But final question here before we get into winding it down. Is there going to be any Plankett's Grove specific merchandise being sold on your site?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, bands nowadays, merch is king. It's really important, and it's a great way for, we appreciate everybody that does buy the merch because that definitely helps, you know, just musicians especially right now. So it's wonderful. So, yeah, we'll have stuff. Yes.
Oh, excellent. And so as we wind this down, where is the best website for people to get all that information, to sign up for Legions, to check out the, you know, the new album, check out all your previous releases? My gosh, you've got an awful lot of music out there that we just love to listen to, whether we're in a haunted house or just hanging out on a cool, rainy fall evening. Where can people get all that information and find out more about the phenomenon that is Midnight Syndicate?
Thanks. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Oh, pshaw. Come on now.
MidnightSyndicate.com. That's the and right on the front page, not only the Legion stuff, not only the social media, but you'll see links to all your favorite streaming services, all the big ones, and then some of the other smaller ones like Tidal and Deezer and Cobuzz and just everything. So head on over, check it out. If you're on the YouTube channel or if you're on our Spotify channel, scroll down because we have a more haunt build playlist that we made. Haunters asked for, hey, can you put together a huge playlist of Midnight Syndicate music that we could just leave on a loop while we build the haunts? And so we obliged, and it's like huge. It's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours long. Nice. Where we just take it, put all of our best stuff from all the albums on there, you know, with, you know, I think up and down, ebb and flow, and just kind of give you different music there to listen while you make this last home stretch here as we head into September.
Yeah, can you believe there are going to be haunts opening this month? So I'm sure everyone's in full panic mode. Edward Douglas. Yeah. Edward Douglas is one half of the duo Midnight Syndicate, getting ready to celebrate a 30th anniversary by teasing us tonight with Plunkett's Grove coming out very, very soon. In fact, on the 21st, pre-sales are out now. You can go to midnightsyndicate.com to find out more. Edward Douglas, my friend, it is a delight to have you back on the show. I hate that we're not going to see you at Midsummer Scream in California this year, but there's always next year. And if if we don't catch it before, we'll see you at Transworld. But once again, midnightsyndicate.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks again for having me.
And we look forward to having you on, spoilers, in just a few weeks on the regular Big Scary Show. But for now, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.